لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. This Mubarak and blessed month of Sha'ban is considered as being a stepping stone to what we call Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a great opportunity, and as we witness even in the corporate world, when a season is coming, an opportunity is coming, people don't wait for that actual moment, they start preparing in advance. It's mentioned about the Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors. كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. 6 months before Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah that Allah should keep them alive for the month of Ramadan. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the famous dua from Rajab. Likewise, we find in Ahadith, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, that oh Allah, keep us with salamati, with ease up till the month of Ramadan. This spiritual fervor, anticipation, excitement, this is an integral part and a proof and an indication of iman. The point that I want to discuss today in this brief platform is what is our concept or idea of actual preparation. The goal and objective of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, acquire taqwa, become Allah's friend, reach the heights of spirituality. Because understand, my respected brothers, that is the only thing that's actually going to count. Allah's court, لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعٌ, the currency there will not be how much wealth you came with, or what you achieved in this world, or what type of a palatial home you may have been living in, or what amenities of this world, or what social recognition or status you acquired in this world. By the qasam of my Allah, in that court, all this is going to count for nothing. What is going to count is what did you prepare for that day. Now many of us have this idea, preparation for akhirat, preparation for meeting Allah, spiritual height and perfection is what you ask someone. They will say lot of salah, lot of charity, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, Ramadan is coming, let me increase my wazaif, etc. All that is extremely important, we cannot overstate its importance. But when we look into Quran and Hadith, We look at the sublime and noble example of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is a different message is coming. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah says, on that day, counting won't take place. Weighing will take place. How much you came with is not as important as what the value of what you came with is. When Allah speaks of the scales of Akhirat, Quran uses the term scale. You will be weighed. يُؤْتَى بِالرَّجُلِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The word Sameen in Arabic means big, vast, prominent. Allah's Rasul said, in this world very prominent, he had a lot. Such a person will be brought before Allah on the day of judgment. Then counting won't take place, weighing will take place. فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. When he is weighed, what will his weight be? Not equivalent to the wing of one mosquito also. And it will be, that is when the verse of the Quran will be recited, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. Today you have no weight. نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ. Many places in the Quran, Allah reminds us, every one of you and I, we are in this world, we are in an examination room and we are being tested. What is the test? أَيُّكُمْ. Who amongst you? What does Allah say? أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Will come with the most actions. Will come with the most tilawat of Quran, most zikrullah, most acts of ibadat. No! لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who amongst you will come with the most beautiful and the best of actions? Spiritual perfection. Inner cleanliness. This is the challenge. And unfortunately, the sad reality, my respected brothers, illa mashallah, majority of us are oblivious. Our very idea of what is spiritual perfection, taqwa and piety, when it is weighed against the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, majority of us have erred. Jumu'ah, unfortunately, time constraints we have. But very, very briefly, an example of this. Preparation for Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, there is one surah in the Quran that begins very, very uniquely. This Quran, this surah is referred to as Arusul Quran, the bride of the Quran. Or in our terms, call it the crown jewel of the Quran. Begins with a noun. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. The benevolent. The kind. The merciful, the compassionate, Allah. This Quran, this surah introduces itself like that. Ar-Rahman, Sara Sar Rahmat. One interpretation of this Mufassirin give. They say this is Dawah. Allah is making a claim, I am the most merciful, I am the most kind, I am the most compassionate. And the normal principles of grammar, if you want to call it, or even of basic day-to-day interaction, is that dawah requires dalil. When you make a claim, you bring forth some sort of proof that supports that claim. What does Allah highlight? I am the most kind. I am rahmat. I am mercy. I am compassionate. You will never find anyone as kind as me. What does Allah bring as proof? What does Allah highlight that is a glaring testimony of His Rahmaniyat and His mercy and His compassion? Three things are highlighted in this Quran. I am going to pay attention to one of the three. Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Khalaqal insan, Allamahul bayan. It is a proof of my extreme mercy upon you. The third thing that Allah highlights and mentions, Allamahul Bayan. We gave you the ability to speak, this tongue. Comprehension of speech, just analytically, or from a point of view of empirical evidence, look at it scientifically. What a great bounty of Allah this is. It's another unfortunate reality. And Allah complains about this in the Quran also. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. That human beings by nature, kafura, are very, very ungrateful. النِّعْمَةُ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ. The only time we realize the value of Allah's favors is when we lose it. When Allah has given it to us, that comprehension is not there, unfortunately. I read one article, Allah Ta'ala designed this body such that there are certain chemicals in the body that give the instruction of growth. Growth hormones. And then there are certain breaks Allah has placed in the body which stop growing. One child in Indo-Pak subcontinent, this child was born, one deficiency, one hormone was lacking. Tiny chemical, you can't even measure the amount of it. The one that instructs the tongue to stop growing. They had a picture of this child, absolutely grotesque. The tongue hanging out right up till the chest. The child had to be fed with tubes. Basic functions of life were impossible. What was the cause? One chemical was lacking in the body which instructs this tongue to stop growing. النِّعْمَةُ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ. When Allah's ni'mat is taken away, then unfortunately we begin to realize the value of it. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah says, we gave you the ability to speak. This brain is carrying out 32,000 trillion functions every second. My thought processes, which you cannot see, are being converted into electrical impulses. They are traveling at the speed of 250 kilometers per hour to my tongue. None of that you can see. The movement of this tongue also is not visible to you. What is happening? Sound waves are being produced. These sound waves are being carried on the shoulder of Allah's wind. How did wind come into existence? The spinning of the earth, the angle, the movement of the heavenly bodies, the waves of the ocean, the four seasons, all these things are contributing to create wind. What is this wind doing? It's carrying on its shoulders the sound waves that you and I are producing. On the other side is your ears. In each ear, Allah has kept 100,000 receptors for sound. Call it 100,000 telephones in each ear. At the back of each ear are three bones, hammer, stirrup and anvil. They are a certain size and certain angle with each other. Newborn child is born, these three bones are there. As the child grows, the head grows, the hands grow, the feet grow, everything grows. These three bones don't grow. Newborn child, 60-year-old man, they are the same size, same angle. Why? They need to be like that. To carry out their function. What is their function? They amplify the sound waves. Behind it is what they call the inner ear or the cochlea. Pool of liquid. There is one instrument there. It looks like a harp. It has 6,000 different strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, enabling this human being to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. Sound waves strike it, they start vibrating. 18,000 nerve cells magnify the vibration. It's converted into electrical impulses. It travels at the speed of 250 kilometers per hour to your brain, and you are able to comprehend what I am saying. Ar-Rahman. What price tag are you going to put? How much shukr do we make to Allah? Recently I was in Jamaat with one Sati, hard of, like they say, hard of hearing, couldn't hear properly. So I said, "Bhai, I'm speaking to you, you're not understanding." He said, "No, I didn't carry my hearing aid." "Why you didn't carry it?" He said, "No, it's too expensive. I paid 40,000 rand for it." "You paid 40,000 rand for the hearing aid, why you not carrying it?" "I'm afraid I'll lose it." How many ni'mats and bounties of Allah? What is the underlying message? Arusul Quran, the bridegroom of the bride of the Quran, the crown jewel of the Quran. Allah is sarasar rahmat. From head to toe, Allah is rahmat. Allah is mercy. Allah is compassion. Allah is kindness. One of the proofs of this is Allah gave you the ability to speak. Allah gave you this tongue. What is the underlying message? Like Allah showed you His rahmat and mercy by giving you the ability to speak, let your speech be a source of rahmat and mercy. Ayyul Muslim Afdal. This question was put to our noble master and guide, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model. Who is the best Muslim? Who is the best Muslim? What is the height of Islam? What is the height of taqwa? What is spiritual ascension and perfection? According to your and my understanding, what should have been the answer to this? Tahajjud guzar, rozedar, person who's always in tahajjud, person who's always crying at night, person who's in the tilawat of Quran. I'm digressing. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. My Nabi placed a seal of acceptance on the extreme intelligence which Allah blessed him with, where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبيٌ لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. What does Umar tell us about this? He says, يا أيها الناس لا تغرنكم تنتنة الرجل بالليل في صلاته. He said, oh people, don't be deceived. Be fooled, not by the weeping, not by the sobbing. Tantanatur rajul. He said, if you see a man wailing and crying in tahajjud salah, don't be deceived that he is muttaqi and he has piety. Innama ar-rajulur rajul man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi wa man adda al-amanata idha tumin. He said, a man amongst men, true taqwa, true piety is what? That person, when he opens his mouth, his tongue is a source of rahmat and mercy. As a father, towards his children, he is rahmat. As a wife to a husband, as a husband to his wife, as an employer, employee, whatever robe you are wearing, the yardstick of taqwa and piety, my Nabi said, excellence of taqwa and piety, perfection of iman and deen. Ayyul Muslim Afdal. Who is the best Muslim? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The one from whose tongue and hands others are saved. Just now Imam Sahib will lead the salah. At the end of the salah, what are you and I going to do? Assalamu alaikum. Right side, left side. Every salah. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told us about this salam, what did he say? لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ نَبَيْنَكُمْ. He said, you will never enter Jannah unless you have iman. You have not got iman unless you don't learn to love one another. And then he said, let me show you something that will cause, that will create this love amongst you. He said, make salam common. Not just assalamu alaikum. What is the meaning of assalamu alaikum? When you make salam to the right, when you make salam to the left, my Nabi said, make niyat of every, mafum of the riwayat, make niyat of every musalli, make niyat of that imam, make niyat of every creation of Allah. You are declaring to humanity that you are safe from me. From me there is salamati. I am not gonna harm you. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not going to taunt you. My Nabi said, laysa al-mu'min bit-ta'an wal al-la'an wal al-fahish wal al-badhi. He said he cannot have iman. He is not a mu'min who is always taunting people, picking on people, finding the faults of people, tarnishing the reputation of people, hurting people with this tongue. Hurting people with this tongue. Today, mashallah, tahajjud guzar is there. Rozedar is there to some extent. Musallis are there to some extent. Tilawat of Quran is there to some extent. Other acts of ibadat are there to some extent. But karoro mein ek hai, bhai. Karoro mein ek hai. Millions, if not billions, there is only one that has this concern. That sits, takes a few minutes every day and asks himself this question. someone, some mazloom, some oppressed person is sitting and crying in one corner because of what I said. Have I hurt my wife? Have I hurt my children? Have I hurt my staff? He said, if you cannot have iman, you are not a mu'min, if you are taunting, cursing, wal al-fahish, wal al-badi, and you are one who uses swear words. Today, colorful language, instead of the exception, has become, the norm. Understand, my respected brothers, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, Ustushhida rajulum minna yawma Uhud. Uhud. We can never even dream of reaching that height, that pinnacle. Sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, youngster who devoted his life for deen, Allah accepts him to such an extent, ustushhid, he becomes a shaheed in the Maidan of Uhud. Fawujida batnuhu marbutatun min sakhra. Sahaba say, when we came upon the remains of this Sahabi who had become shaheed in Uhud, we lifted his kurta, there was a stone tied to his stomach. In other words, in extreme hunger, the height of youth, the Maidan of Uhud, the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at accolade upon accolade upon accolade. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, فَمَسَحَ أُمُّهُ وَجْهَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. His mother wiped the dust from the face of her shaheed son. And she said, هَنِيًا لَكَ يَا بُنَيَّ الْجَنَّةِ. Mubarak to you, my son. You are a jannati. My Nabi, hearing this, he said, be careful. Be careful, apply the brakes. Why? مَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَتَكَلَّمَ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي وَيَمْنَعُ مَا لَا يَدُرُّ. Be careful, don't be hasty in saying he is jannati. Why? Because perhaps there may have been something that he said. Something that he said, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مَا يَذُنُّ أَن تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغْ. This tongue is such an effective means to give you the heights of Jannat that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يَزْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَدْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who will guarantee me that he will guard this tongue and guard his private parts, I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guarantee you Jannat. One hand, he said, sometimes you will say something, you won't even give it a second thought, but you bonded the hearts of people. You were rahmat and mercy in your speech. You sowed the seeds of unity. You brought people closer. They say you can learn a lot from the street. One alim gives an analogy. He says, on the buses, I saw on a bus, written on the back of the bus. What was it written on the back of the bus? Dil Baraye Farooq. Dil Baraye Farooq. Heart for sale. Literal translation, heart for sale. And next to it, qeemat. What is the price? Heart for sale. Who wants to buy? What is the price? Qeemat. Question mark. What is the answer? Zaban ke meethi bol. Zaban ke meethi bol. The sweet utterance of the tongue. لن تستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولن تستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. My Nabi said, you can never reach istiqamat and perfection of iman until this heart is corrected, and your heart will never be corrected until you will gain control of the tongue. Someone will say something, he won't give it a second thought, but he bonded people. Where there was a fire, instead of throwing petrol, he threw water. He cooled that fire. He united the hearts. He brought about love and joy in the ummah. My Nabi said he won't even give what he said a second thought, but yaktubullahu biha ridwanahu ila yawmi yalqa. Allah will write down for him his pleasure right up to the day he meets Allah. Wa inna al-abda la yatakallamu bil kalima min sakhatillah. He said, sometimes a person will utter something out of there that will anger Allah. When this tongue, instead of being mercy, when you open your mouth, coming back to that saying of Umar, he said, a man amongst men, man's namil lisanihi wa yadih, is that person who when he opens his mouth, roses come out, thorns don't come out. When he raises his hands, it is not a threat, it is a gesture of affection and unity. وَمَنْ أَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا تُمِنْ And there is weight to his kalam. He honors his word. مَنْ كَثُرَ كَلَامُهُ كَثُرَ سَخَتُهُ Umar said, the one who speaks too much, his mistakes will be too much. وَمَنْ كَثُرَ سَخَتُهُ كَثُرَ ذَنْبُهُ And the mistakes being too much, the sins will be too much. وَمَنْ كَثُرَ ذَنْبُهُ كَانَتِ النَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ The one whose sins are excessive, Jahannam has a greater right over him. My Nabi said, you will utter something out of the anger of Allah, out of the anger of Allah. You won't give it a second thought. What will be the result of it? One hadith, he said, this person will be flung into Jahannam, the distance between the heavens and the earth. يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَخَتَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَىٰ Allah will write down his anger for this person right up till the day of Qiyamah. Taqwa, piety, tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, we cannot overstress the importance of it, but to confine it to that, this is the great mistake that we are making. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he used to say, ashaddu dhunub, he said, the worst sin, the most dangerous sin, allati yastakhifuha an-nas, is that sin which today people take very lightly. Al-kalamu fi ma la yani, utterance of the tongue, unnecessary speech, ghibat, slander. Today no place is safe. Allah forgive you, Allah forgive me. Even the masjid is not safe. Kaabatullah is not safe. Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not safe. I've run out of time, I'm terminating. Allahu Akbar, what is Shariat? Shariat is Quran, more than 6,000 verses. How many ahadith? More than 1 million ahadith. Ulama have gathered. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, in his Abu Dawud Sharif, 4,800 ahadith, that collection. He said, I looked at 480,000 ahadith and then compiled Abu Dawud Sharif. Selected 4,800 ahadith. Allahu Akbar. Muaz bin Jabal comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhbirni bi'amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yubaidni min an-nar. Ya Rasulullah, show me something. Will enter me into Jannat, save me from Jahannam. Lengthy hadith at the end of it. What does my Nabi say to him? What is the key to Jannat? Quran, hadith, the whole of Shariat. Condensed, our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam condensed it for us. He said to Muaz bin Jabal, awala ukhbiruka ala milaki dhalika kullihi. Muaz, entrance into Jannat, being saved from Jahannam, should I not show you the nichor, the essence, the crux of everything? 6,000 verses, more than that, 1 million hadith, the crux of it. Muaz, should I not show you the crux? In other words, hold on to this, everything else will fall into place. Muaz bin Jabal says, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? What does my Nabi do? Allahu Akbar. Muaz is not an ordinary person. This is the one who will be raised up tomorrow on the day of judgment with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. Intelligent. Alim of the ummah. He would give fatwa in Medina in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his comprehension. And yet, like how you will show a little child. Why? Because this is important. Because my ummah will err in this, like a little child, my Nabi demonstrates for him. My Nabi takes out his tongue from his mouth and then he holds on to the tongue and he says to Muaz, the crux that entry into Jannat, savior from Jahannam, should I not show you the crux and the essence? Kuffa alayka hadha, control this tongue, control this snake, control this serpent. Easier to stop an A380 jet. A380 jet is easier to stop. A truck that where the brakes have failed is easier to stop than this snake and serpent. Such a dangerous snake and serpent. Unfortunately today, we just let go. Allah designed it such a way, 32 locks in front, then to a main gate. Why? Why? Abu Bakr, the greatest mu'min of this ummah after Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, he would sit, yamliku lisana, you would catch hold of his tongue. La oradadil mawarid, this tongue has led me to great destruction. Who is saying this? Abu Bakr. In other words, by socho, think before you speak. Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, the sign of iman is that your tongue is behind the heart. that heart thinks first, then you utter. The sign of a munafiq is that the tongue is in front of the heart. To complete this, my Nabi says to Muaz, control this tongue. Muaz is shocked. He says, Ya Rasulullah, inna la mu'akhadun. Are we going to be taken to task for the utterance of the tongue? What does my Nabi say? I've run out of time, I will terminate on this. He says, Sakilatka ummuka ya Muaz. Hal yakubbun nas finnar ala wujuhihim illa hasaidu al-sinatihim. Muaz, the mafhum of this hadith, majority of my ummah that will go to Jahannam is not because of zina, not because of sharab, not because of even being bare namazi. What we consider to be great, great transgressions, which are great, great. Muaz, majority of my ummah, face down will be flung into Jahannam because of the utterance of this tongue. What did he tell us about Ramadan? He said, Laysa siyam ani tami wa sharab. Fasting is not abstention from food and drink. Innama siyam min al-lagwi wa lafas. Fasting is for this tongue to fast. Fasting is for this tongue to fast. The test and the proof of iman, taqwa, piety, the heights of iman, the perfection of this. Learn to control this tongue, the snake, the serpent. Let it be a source of rahmat. You will earn the heights, not jannah, jannatul firdos. Otherwise, the same tongue, to complete that hadith, my Nabi said, till the day of Qiyamah, Allah's anger will be written against such a person. Allah protect us.